Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Nikki Javala, you know, she was told that she would never get into the University of North Carolina.
Oh.
Yeah.
A lot of haters out there on Nikki.
Actually, she probably wasn't. She probably had great SATs and all that. And hi, Nikki. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You ever have a hater? You ever have somebody tell you you just couldn't do what you wanted to do?
I mean, yeah, I'm a woman covering football, so that's kind of a daily thing.
How does that?
You know what my favorite part is?
I mean, you just look on Twitter. There's always one of them out there, but I don't care what they think.
My favorite part is you clap back at them.
I don't have patience for that kind of thing.
Specifically, whenever they mention the female reference, you always clap back at that one. I love it.
I know. It's too easy, so.
Nikki, you were at the Pro Bowl practices?
Yeah, that was the best I could do this offseason. Didn't make it to Mobile, not going to go to the Super Bowl, so I went down to Orlando for a couple days and caught up with Vaughn and Cortland and saw Shaq Barrett just before he's about to get a huge contract.
Alright, so what's the news? I mean, we really have not done any kind of Pro Bowl updates, but I'm happy to hear what your takeaways were from the Pro Bowl.
I just talked to the guys after practice. I mean, there's not really much going on with the actual Pro Bowl practices and week. I talked to Cortland about, having to change offenses for the third time in as many seasons, what he's heard about Shermer, how he found out that he actually got into the Pro Bowl, because remember initially he was pretty upset that he was snubbed and just voted an alternate.
It is what it is.
Yep. Haters everywhere. So, yeah, he said Vic Fangio texted him and said, call him ASAP. So, of course, he was dreading the worst. And then come to find out, Vic told him he made it. So there was some interesting stuff there. I thought it was really interesting watching Vaughn interact with a lot of those guys. I mean, he's
teaching.
He loves it, too. Like, he really loves kind of being – he's coaching coaches out there, which I think is fascinating.
Yeah.
And guys love hearing from him. He's just got a real knack for it, and he really enjoys it. So I asked him if they even need to hire another linebackers coach, and he still likes to be coached. So he said yes. I think that was a politically correct answer.
That sounded like there was something more there, Nikki.
Vaughn is interesting this offseason. I just get the sense that he's just really pissed off. Am I allowed to say that on radio?
Yeah, you just did.
And just happened.
Sorry.
And you're a woman saying it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, sorry. Earmuffs.
Right.
He just seems really ticked off. And, you know, I think that's a good thing. You know, 4 years of losing, he's just not happy with the way things are. And I think that was pretty clear after that Chiefs game. And it doesn't sound like it's gone away. You know, he's... You know, we asked him about that. He had some interesting comments that I'll put out on Monday. He's genuinely sick of all this. And that was a calculated thing that, you know, he went into that and said it, and he knew how the reaction would be, and he wanted it. So I thought it was interesting.
Saw your tweet that Broncos will not be interviewing anybody else for the quarterback's coaching spot. So Mike Shula is the guy.
Mike Shula is the guy, it looks like. I think they're just working out some of the procedural issues, like with, you know, offsets from the Giants and whatnot. So he's definitely the leader in the clubhouse, been down here for a couple days now.
Nikki, how does the idea that Vaughn decided to kind of cancel his trip to Australia change your perception of what he can actually be in 2020 opposed to what we saw of him in 2019 with 8 sacks?
Yeah. Well, I think he's definitely – he wants more. I think anybody who thought he was just kind of dogging it, that's not true. I do think a part of the Australia thing was the whole country was on fire too, but he didn't say that. I think he really is – he's always been motivated. I mean, this guy – he hates to not play. Like, he starts crying when he can't play. That one game he missed, mm-hmm. he was, like, in tears in the locker room because he couldn't be out there. So I think there's this kind of this perception that Vaughn is just this really laid-back, chill guy. And he is in most respects, but he's also one of the most competitive people I've met. So the losing, he took it harder than anybody in that locker room. You could see it after every game. So I think once the season ended, he was serious about getting back out there and going back to work with that trainer that he worked with ahead of the I think it was the 2017 season when he came back and he had like monster quads and a tiny waist, you know. So he's a motivated guy, and he doesn't want to have another season like that, personally and for the team.
You know, with his contract situation, there's no way this year he's fine. But there's not that much money the following year, 2021. Could this be a farewell tour for Vaughn with the Broncos?
Very much so. I mean, and that's not to say it will happen. I don't want to freak people out. But given the structure of his contract, it's an easy out for the Broncos if, you know, they don't feel he's producing, or they say, oh, he's going to be 32. That's usually when they cut ties with guys. I mean, just look at their history. He knows that. I mean, that was one of the things he mentioned when I asked, you know, why did you decide to go back and work with this trainer who's like, you know, it's an awful regimen. It just looks miserable. But it really gets him in shape. And he said, you know, one of the reasons is he's going to be 31. He knows he doesn't have forever. He's on the second phase of his career. However long that is, we don't know. I mean, he's talked about, you know, trying to break Bruce Smith's record. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he knows he doesn't have forever. And once you hit the 30s, teams view you differently, whether it's fair or not. I think he very much views this as a very important season for him personally. They have to get this turned around. He has to get his numbers up too for his future. So there's more at stake for Vaughn than, you know, previous years, I would say.
All right, great stuff. Nikki, who takes care of Joey when you're on the road?
Oh, he has a sitter, Joey. Wendy. She's wonderful.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went because, you know, Tyler's got a big old dog too, Samson.
Way cuter than Joey.
Way cuter than Joey?
Way cuter than Joey.
Wow.
Joey's
dog will
settle down just a little bit.
Well, yeah. Joey's pretty cute.
Joey's okay, but
he's
Samson.
He's right next to me. Samson, can hear you.
I'm sorry, Joey.
I don't like your attitude.
Wow. Joey, you know I didn't mean that. I love you, Joey.
Wow.
Get your damn act together.
I mean, it was one thing when Parker the Snow Dog is just more famous, but you're going with the cute thing?
Well, I mean, have you seen my dog?
He's pretty fluffy. He's very fluffy.
Thank you.
Nikki, we're glad you made it back from Florida, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, right, Nikki. Thanks,
Nikki Javala from The Athletic.
Sorry, Joey.
Going to be an interesting year for Vaughn. That's, you know, it's kind of a little bit under the radar, you know, because we're so obsessed with all this other stuff. But what if this is the last year for Vaughn with the Denver Broncos?
That'd be sad.
Boy, man.
That'd be sad. That'd be tough. But that means that someone else stepped up.
It'd be a hell of a career.
Oh.
It'd be one hell of a career.
You know, by the way, on the Giants. So Eli, they already announced they're retiring his number, and he's going to go in their ring, whatever their ring of fame
ring
is.
Of honor.
I love it. Why wait?
Why wait? What do we,
get it done.
It. Yeah.
Why do the Broncos wait? Like, why are we waiting around for Peyton? Like,
just do it.
Why? What is the point of wait? What is going on here? All right. Anyways, when we come back, Vaughn, compelling more of Peyton Manning and what if I am so frustrated about something tonight. I'll get to it coming up next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.